This program is being recorded for quality purposes.
I'm not surprised.
I'd just like to put that out front before we even start.
Well, absolutely. Of course, we're going to play this back repeatedly because, again, we need the boost.
Yeah. Is this any portion of this going to be in the Toyota Sports Desk?
It'll be. It could be Toyota. Could be whatever car dealership of the day.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. There's one question before we even continue. The fee situation we discussed.
Yes. Remember the last time you were on?
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Remember the exact fee you received?
Zippo. Nada.
What? Well, I don't want to have the show portrayed as being cheap.
He gets Zippos for doing this?
No. You don't have to portray it as being cheap. No, that's an understatement. I think anybody listening to you knows. Here we go. I swear this wasn't going to happen.
I know.
I was going to be very serious, and it's all business. It's football. And that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to play games and have fun. And I want to keep with the format, okay? I want to get in and get out.
All right, no problem. We'll do it your way.
Well, I said I wanted to, but I'm not going to do that.
My friend, how are you? I hope you're doing great.
Steve, I can't wait to not see you this week.
And you know what? And you're the 500th person just this week to say that to me.
Oh, man. You know, I mean, seriously, I look forward so much to coming up to Penn State because of the fans, because I get a chance to see you and we get a chance to, you know, laugh for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
And it's such a great atmosphere, but how eerie not to have anybody there and how eerie to have to do the games.
Yeah.
You know, we don't travel. I got to look at a picture which is sent by your video people and do the game from a wonderful, wonderful room. It's a closet in the media room at Xfinity Center in College Park.
Which I'm familiar with. I know exactly what room you're in.
Yep, exactly. So it's you do what you got to do it, but it's not fun doing it like that.
No. I'll say this. Here's the other part that Maryland lost out on last Friday night. Those fans would have eaten up that comeback. And
that's the one thing that first came to mind. The band, they would have stormed the field. Instead, you got the players running around looking for somebody to hug.
Yeah.
And they're hugging their own teammates. I mean, it was such an eerie feeling. Yeah. No band. The Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, was played in the video board.
Yeah.
From a game from last year with plenty of fans there.
Yeah.
And it's so unusual.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Now, what was great to see him watching Maryland play, I want to start with Talia Tungavaiola. I actually do have it. Talia Tungavaiola.
Talia.
He comes.
Yeah, Talia Tungavaiola.
Tungavaiola.
Yeah, Tungavaiola. Now you got me sick. Tungavaiola. If you say it quickly, nobody understands.
So let's
they let it go.
So let's start with Tua's brother.
Exactly.
Okay. He comes in from Alabama. Many people thought he could win the job. Now that he has it, what presence does he bring to that position that Mike Locksley was hoping for?
Well, it's the first time I think. We've had some good quarterbacks in the past.
Yeah.
But the probably the last outstanding guy was C.J. Brown.
Yeah.
And he's noted for being in that win up there in 2014.
Yep.
When Brad Craddock had the field goal to win it in the final 30 seconds or something like that. And he was a quarterback in that team. And nobody's had the kind of numbers since C.J. had them. In 2014. Before that, you got to go way back to where Scott McBrien was playing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, as you know, James Franklin says, every head coach says, you got to have a good quarterback that you can connect with, you can believe in, he can believe in you. And quarterback and the head coach are locked together at the hip, basically.
Yeah.
And what happened with Talia against Northwestern was, I don't think it was not unexpected, because the first game, all the hype of him coming in here, winning the quarterback job, his name, his brother, him and Locksley recruited him at Alabama, all these things together put an enormous amount of pressure on this kid, I think, anyhow. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have a good game. He was the first guy, Steve, to come back. They got together on Sunday in the team house to have their meeting. He was there an hour before everybody else and said to Locks, hey Coach, what can I do to improve upon what I just did the other day in that my first game? I wasn't happy. You weren't happy. Nobody was. I want to correct those mistakes. And that's what you want in a quarterback. And I think his confidence factor that he brings to the team, and everybody loves this kid. I mean, he's got personality. He's always smiling. And now I'm giving you this secondhand because we're not allowed to.
Right.
There's no contact with the players. He's just a great kid, and he's got that certain something going for him, besides having the name, that he is a confident leader. And boy, that's what you got to have. Now, granted, Minnesota and Penn State are two different animals. This will be a huge, huge test for him, you know, come Saturday to see what he can do against a team like yours and the veterans that they got and the defense they got. So if he can, you know, if he can play well Saturday, I think it'll be another giant step forward. But I know he's probably saying to himself, okay, I had three touchdown passes. I ran for two. I had a pretty good game. Pretty good game.
Yeah.
He set records in that game. I can do better. And that's what you want from a quarterback. Always improving.
Jake Funk is another guy where if you love sports, you feel great for somebody that has overcome a lot to turn in a really good performance, which he did. He had 221 Friday night. His dad played here at Penn State. His grandfather played basketball here at Penn State. So obviously there's some meaning for him in this. What have you seen in his development to get him back on track after all the injuries he's had?
I was really surprised to see the way he ran against Minnesota. Because not only did he have an ACL last year that cut his season short after only three games, he tore it in the Temple game, and he was rolling in that game. I think he had, you know, like 60 yards or something like that before he got hurt in the game. But he had an ACL the previous year. He's had back-to-back ACL that ended his season.
Yeah.
He's had shoulder injuries. He's had sprained ankles. He's had all kinds of things. He's a fifth-year senior. He already got his degree. And he worked his tail off to get that starting spot. He had never started a game at Maryland until the Northwestern game. Never. And he had an average game. He had something like 40, 50 yards against Northwestern. He had never had more than 92 yards in any game. And that was Syracuse last year when Maryland blew out the old Orangemen. So to see the way he came back and to see how quickly he ran, Steve, that's the thing that impressed me. Yeah. And CJ and Lamont Jordan. His cutting ability was there. His acceleration was there. His speed was there to the inside and to the outside. He loves to go up the middle, and he loves to take on linebackers and show that even though he's 5'11", whatever he is, 6 feet maybe, that he's tougher than they are. And he's always said that nobody thought I could do this, nobody thought I could do that,
right.
And he's got that chip on his shoulder. He said, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. And how many people thought he could come back from an ACL, two of them, and be a starting running back and be ranked after two games among the top running backs in the country? And he's also, Steve, he's the nicest, nicest kid. You want to be around him. He's just got that aura about him of leadership. And he knows that the younger guys in this team, and it's a young team,
yeah,
it's like Penn State, they're going to follow him, and he's such a good example for young people. He's just an all-around guy that you'd love to have in your team.
And he will be one of the captains this week, by the way, for Maryland.
Yeah, he will be, yeah.
Yeah. Defensively, one thing I noticed about your team defensively, Johnny, and I'm not talking about schematics here, but in terms of you talking about—
Wait a minute, are you actually watching the defense in the game?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, you're not going off notes. See, okay. Wow, I didn't know. I didn't realize you actually watched what they were doing on defense.
Yeah.
Because I have a spotter that does that for me.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but it is all me.
I'm with you.
Defensively, something I did notice, and this is not schematic, but it's in terms of filling the roster. There are a lot of transfers on that team, JC guys and so forth. Was it part of the philosophy that at least to get going with the program, to get a couple of older guys but talented guys in there, even though they're not experienced at this level?
I think so. I think he needed to. And if you look at that first game, I didn't even recognize any of these guys playing defense because they were all new. He brought in a new front. They went from the 3-4 in the first game. They switched to a 4-3 in the second game.
Yep.
So you got Okwanu playing at a defensive tackle. You got Ami Fanau playing at the nose tackle. You got Latrez Rogers in there who played last year. But he brought in a couple of junior college kids that went to Independence Community College in Kansas, and one kid was like all-conference second team, Independence, Messiah Nasilikite, which I know you'll love him. He's a good, good player.
Yeah.
And these guys have all brought experience. They brought the transfer from North Carolina State, Joe Bellatapelli, at one of the linebacker spots. So I think it's really helped to have veteran guys come in who, even though they played at the junior college level, they made an impact when they were playing at places like Independence Community College, which I'm really not familiar with. But these kids have done a good job at the junior college level, and a couple of them are starting. I mean, that's how much of a problem they had defensively last year at stopping people. Now, they still got to get the numbers down. It was a little better defensively against Minnesota than it was against Northwestern. But this will be a whole different ball game on Saturday.
What do you think that last Friday night did emotionally for this football team and for the football program? Because of the way it played out.
Well, you couldn't script it. You're 19-point underdogs. Minnesota comes in. They're a much better team, I thought, than Northwestern was. Better quarterback in Tanner Morgan than Peyton Ramsey was. But I was proven wrong in that. And then to come down and to win it the way they did in overtime, on a touchdown by Tagovailoa and the extra point by Joe Petrino. And who thinks that their extra point, they come back and score in overtime as well. So it's all tied up. Or it's 1 point shy of being tied up. And the kid who had made 178 consecutive extra points in high school and hadn't missed one at Minnesota, Lamont Jordan says as they break the huddle to go and light up for the point after. He says, you know, he's due to shank one. And he did. And on one hand, you feel sorry for the kid. But it's a great win regardless. And if you could have seen the celebration on the field, it was really a sight to see. And one of the first guys to get over to the kid that missed the extra point was our kicker, Joe Petrino.
Yeah.
And they can commiserate together with, you know, I know what you're going through. I've done it myself, and it was. I think it's just a tremendous boost for them. But that only lasts for 24 hours. All that euphoria that they go through,
sure.
Because you don't want to think about that. You want to think about coming up to your place.
Well, and Joseph Petrino is also coming off an emotional high in that game as well. With the injuries he's had and so forth, he had never in a game made one longer than 40 yards, and then he nails the 51-yarder. I mean, for him, that had to be a great boost. Also, it'd be a great boost for that sideline.
Well, he missed a 51-yarder off the goalpost. Right. It hit the goalpost and bounced off to the left. He missed one earlier in the game, but when you look at his record, if you remember in high school, he kicked a 60-yarder with a left foot and a 50-yarder with a right foot.
Yeah.
So I said to Joe, let me see if I understand this. You kick a 60-yarder with your left foot. Oh, yes, sir. And you kick a 50-yarder with your right foot. Yes, sir. So that tells me that you've got strength in both legs. Yes, sir. More strength in the left foot than the right foot? Apparently so, yes, sir. Okay, Joe. The nicest kid in the world from down in Georgia. He has no expression. I mean, everything is the same. You know, he never breaks concentration. And one of the nice things, really an emotional moment, I thought, after the game was the team's back in the locker room, and they're getting ready to, I'm sure they're celebrating. We're waiting for Loxley to come on to break the game down with us. Out of the locker room comes Jake Funk. He's got his football pants on. He's got his shoes still on. He's got his shoulder pads off and just the white shirt underneath it. He's got a cell phone up to his ear, goes out to about the 40-yard line and sits down and talks on that phone for probably 5 minutes. And there were 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 guys coming out of the locker room to run down to put their arms around him, give him a big hug and a big, you know, a fist pump. And then they went back in the locker room, and he slowly gets up. And he walks back to the locker room after talking to whoever he was visiting with. Really a nice sight to see.
Yeah. Well, that was a great win, and I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday. It's just too bad you won't be here because, again, it was my turn to buy dinner. But, you know, I mean, it's a pandemic. How could I have counted on that?
Well, here's what we do. Lido Pizza is one of our sponsors, and they bring over to us a couple of big Lido pizzas for every game. Do you have one up there at State College?
Do we have one up there? No, we do not.
Okay,
no.
Okay. But I will send you in the mail a couple of slices. What do you have, pepperoni or sausage?
Pepperoni would be great if you
okay.
could do that. Yeah, that'd be fine.
I will send you a couple of slices in the mail. I'll put it in the mail. But we won't get it until Saturday. So I'll put it in the mail on like Monday.
Yeah, I should get it by Tuesday.
And you should get it by Wednesday or Thursday of next week. And let me know how it goes.
Yeah. And if it turns out I'm not doing the game the week after, even though Penn State's playing.
Yeah.
It could be a tip-off. It didn't go as well as you'd hoped.
Yeah, you can tell them it was sent by Don Fisher.
Every time. In the end, look, if you want to be the 48th season lead dog, sometimes you got to take some heat.
That's right. You got to take the heat. You just say, this came from Don Fisher, not from me.
I'm telling you, Johnny Holiday said that. No, Johnny and I both confirmed it's from Don Fisher.
Oh, my God. Hey, I heard that part of your broadcast is brought to you by the Penn State golf courses.
Absolutely. And
is Tom Hannister around up there?
Yeah.
Coach Hannah, tell him I said hello.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
And Dwight Gault and all these other guys that used to be down here.
Yeah, absolutely. They think the world of you. In fact, I'll say to DJ, he'll say, how's Johnny Holiday doing? He says, I say, he's doing terrific. And he'll say, boy, I wish he was still our announcer. I said, Deej.
Well, you tell Franklin I said hello, too. He's one of my all-time favorites. I love James Franklin.
He thinks the world of you, too, Johnny. Hey,
sorry
I'll miss you. I'm looking forward to the pizzas. Should be great. In fact, send me 2 slices.
Yeah, that'll really set the post office on fire, huh?
Send me 2 slices because I'm going to forward one to Don Fisher.
he will go nuts, I guarantee you. We'll hear from him. If you do that, believe me, we'll get a call from him.
We will. Johnny,
okay.
You're the greatest, my friend.
All right, Steve. Thank you, buddy.